Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Swing for the fences with the Fence Authority. They've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost three decades. With four stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as one, two, three. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
So Suk was right. It will be at 5:15 because I have to tell you this story. I have to tell you this. So it came in on the text line, and somebody was saying, did you guys hear about this Chicago sports talk radio guy that got fired after threatening someone online about a fish photo?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah. It was big news.
Did you know this?
No.
Buck?
Yeah, because it started with a Barstool beef. It was like...
yeah,
because
he's mentioned...
Long saga, but basically, This guy who has a history of becoming unhinged towards other people became unhinged at someone in his comments section of his Twitter, I think. And yeah.
Well, I have that part. I don't know what the Barstool part is, but this guy has been on the radio in Chicago for over 30 years.
Okay. He's
longer than you and I.
Dan Bernstein.
Guy.
Dan Bernstein is his name.
Okay.
He was on 670 The Score, big Chicago sports radio station.
Sure. A blowtorch, if you will.
A blowtorch, as they say in the business.
Yeah.
Probably owned by Odyssey. Actually, I think it is.
It's possible.
I don't know.
A lot of stations.
This was in March. He posted an image on X.
It is an Odyssey station.
Yeah. See, I told you. Only the best for Odyssey.
That's right.
And it was him holding a northern pike. He caught a fish.
Okay.
And the caption read, "This was a hell of a fight." And it's just him. And he looks like sports talk guy.
Okay.
He's a little older than you and I.
What's this dude's name again?
Dan Bernstein.
Damn, I'm going to look him up.
So then, noting the bloody appearance of the fish, a user responded with the allegation that he had killed his catch, saying, "That is a female northern pike that was getting ready to spawn, but instead Dan killed it and seems proud of it." Okay, so just
all right.
Classic trolling.
Fishing bro with a barb saying you might have broken some rules here. That's not that great.
But come on, we get this crap all the time. There's always...
I do see the photo and you know, it's a nice looking fish.
Yeah, there's always somebody that says something trolls everywhere.
You look
at
one photo and it's the guy's like clearly, you know...
So then he says, "What the entire F is wrong with you?" This is Dan.
Oh, boy.
Dan's unhinged.
Boy.
30 years the guy's been on the air.
Who would have thought a criticism of your fish photo?
Long career.
Yeah.
It was, he said, "Go F yourself."
Mm.
That same user then calls Bernstein a liar, which generated another profane response where he said, "Like a shot, I never respond to trolls, but questioning my sportsmanship and conservation awareness sets me off. You want to fight? I'm a bad enemy, effer." I'm not even kidding. He wrote that.
What in the hell?
That's
I'm a bad. Is he doing the Stephen A. Smith? You don't want to cross me?
I'm a bad enemy, effer.
Oh, I'd have swung on him.
The user then continued to goad him, calling him fat and saying that his profanity made him a very base, juvenile person. Bernstein then threatened to dox the other account by leaking their address and phone numbers. When the troll said he didn't mind that, Bernstein responded, "Want your kids involved?"
Oh my gosh.
He then followed that tweet with three more. He said, "Up to you. Just say I'm sorry for being a D and I'll stop."
Wow.
And finally he said, "I guess your cowardly silence is I'm sorry for being a D."
Oh my gosh.
And then he said, "You MAGA worms are so lame." I don't
Boy.
The troll account then tagged the station's operations manager, Mitch Rosen, and the account for the FBI's field office in Chicago. Whoa. With the message, "How do you feel if someone threatens your children?"
I mean, this isn't funny.
No, it's not.
But it's hilarious.
And this is an all-time meltdown.
This is an all-time, like, dude, and instantly the guy pulled him there. They pulled him off the air, and he's fired.
Oh my god!
Yeah, this was the straw that broke the camel's back. He had a little beef with a Barstool person, and they sent their army of Barstool online people attacking him and his mentions and on his show that was a call-in show, I think, and now can't be because people were just calling to give him guff. And so, like, he was teetering on the edge, and this whole fish thing just sent him over.
Oh. Wow. My incredible.
I can't believe want your kids involved. Up to you.
Yeah. So anyway, I had
that
to tell you.
Is that is shocked. What are those life comes at you fast commercials? So 30 years probably makes a decent living.
Yeah.
Right?
He's probably doing well.
Probably can work there as long as he wants.
Yes.
Right?
He's a legend there.
He's a legend there. And your dumbass got fired because you decided to get into a. You decided to threaten someone's kids over a fish.
Well, he was notably fiery on the air, they said.
I guess.
So apparently that pertains to fish commentary as well.
Pretty wild. I am floored.
I love stuff like that. I just think it's so funny how, well, it's not funny.
Some people cannot let things
They
go.
Just can't. No. And it's really fascinating. Like, how on earth does that get you that riled
I
up? Like, what is that in you?
Do you think that one user who commented thought they were going to run into that
no.
day? They probably just thought they were poking the bear like everybody else.
But that's exactly what they want, right?
Yes.
Trolls like that?
Yes.
They're like, gotcha.
Well, and remember that. I mean, we had someone at the station who basically got banned from the text program. Like, not banned from you. Like, he wasn't allowed to bring it up while he was doing the show because he couldn't handle text message. He couldn't. He would discourse. He couldn't handle the discourse. So the company had to ban him from reading texts. So, I mean, it happens. There's people that can't let stuff go. Same road rage or whatever. I'm a big believer that when someone criticizes me, I just like to agree with them. If you call me a name, my chances are my reaction is going to be, you're right.
Instead, that person told a listener to bring their lunch pail down to the station because it was going to be a long day.
I'm going to wear your ass out. Let's go. There's still one dude that occasionally texts in that wants me to drive to the center and meet him at like some field and fight him.
Oh, yeah. Is it the parking lot guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why you don't.
Well, I'm a coward. I mean, that's why. There is some guy, because I'm a liberal snowflake, that he wants me, he lives in La Center, he's embarrassed that I was from La Center, and he's very adamant that one day that he wants to fight me, like, in the school parking lot or something, or maybe at the community field, and he gets very angry.
Well, I tell you, man, that is not a good trait to have.
No, it is not.
You got to talk to your therapist about that one.
Yeah. And there's videos all over the internet of people like that.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And you're like, your whole life. You see it with people with cops a lot, where a cop will pull someone over for seemingly... Yeah.
Well, it's like the cop I was telling you about out in Eastern Oregon. Remember where I told you this story, but that big snowstorm you guys all got caught up in here in Portland?
Yeah.
The big one?
Yeah.
I don't remember what year it was. 18, maybe? Yeah. 17, 18? I was driving from Joseph, Oregon, to Portland that night.
Yikes.
Bringing my aunt back to town. And so it was just piss and snow. And they closed 84. So we're outside of, like, we're east of Pendleton.
Yeah, it's bad conditions out
there. It was pissing snow. And they closed 84, and I followed this semi-truck up an off-ramp because I was like, well, I don't, really, we need to go back to, we're just going to have to go back to the last town and get a hotel.
Yeah.
Because this is not good.
No.
And the cop, so I don't know where the semi truck went, I was assuming he was just going to turn around and get back on the other, go the other way and go back to a hotel, right?
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So I followed him up there. I don't know where the semi-truck went. All of a sudden, woo! I get pulled over. Oh my God, that guy, lost his S on me, and I was just like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know where I was going." He's like, "Stay right there!" I mean, yelling, like spitting in my face through the window, and he was so mad at me. But the same guy, he told me to stay right there, and I'll be damned. I stayed.
Yeah, you're like,
and the snow kept piling up. I'm like, "Dude, we're gonna get buried in freaking snow! It's like five feet of snow out here.
I want to run."
And the guy goes up, you know, on ahead. And then he comes back, because he told me to stay, so I stayed. I didn't know where the hell I was going to go anyway. And he came back, about 45 minutes we were sitting there, and my aunt's just, la, la, la. We had a dog in the car. I'm like freaking out.
You don't know what to do.
I don't know what the hell to do.
You know that he's waiting to see you leave, and you're going to get the cuffs put on you. I think about that.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm not going anywhere. No. He was so pissed off. Dude, he's going to shoot me.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the dog needs to pee, and the snow's everywhere. I'm like, ah! So he comes back 45 minutes later. And he could not have been nicer. He's like, "Hey, sorry. Thanks for staying. I appreciate it. We just had a jackknife semi up there. You guys are free to go." I'm like, "Dude, what is your problem, dude?" So my aunt and I talked about this for a long time on the way back.
Yeah.
I was like, "Dude, that's a guy right there
who,
I hate to say this, but he probably raises a hand because he can't help it.
Yeah.
He clearly cannot control his impulse.
No.
And that I would hate to be married to.
Well, and imagine that guy in a heightened situation in a police role that isn't involving the dangerous Isaac Roth in a snowstorm.
Right. Right. What if I were black? Well, I'm not kidding. I wish that wasn't a joke, but you know what I'm saying?
Well, dude, I've seen plenty of those cop videos that go south, and I'm not going to say all the time, but 90% of the time, you can tell when the cop rolls up that thing is already on like a 9.5 waiting to get to 11.
Yeah, they're already not having whatever BS you're pitching them. Yeah. And then, like, you can just tell that if the person is even being a little cheeky or a little smartass or a little snide, like, it is on like Donkey Kong.
Well, I got pulled over in my driveway once in La Center. I rolled through a stop sign in my cul-de-sac, like 1 in the morning, parked in my driveway. And Captain America was the one that pulled me over. That dude had his pants tucked into his boots. That dude was taking his job very seriously and started yelling at me for rolling through a stop sign in a cul-de-sac. And I remember my wife coming out and me yelling at her to get back in the house because she was pissed. And I was like, one of us is going to go to jail or get shot, and it's going to be me. That was 10-2, yes, sir, no. No, sir. Whatever you want. Take whatever sort of ass chewing I was going to get in my ticket, because that guy was looking for a reason to yank me out of that car and put my face into a curb.
You're an idiot, Sue.
And trust me, my little 4'11" wife and her attitude at 1 in the morning in her nightgown was not going to help that situation. about that situation.
You just have to ask yourself, what would Rhett and Link do?
Yeah. Well, they would come together over the love of furniture.
I'd like you to turn around. What? Maxim Luge, our Frenchman.
I think it's Logue, by the Logue. Way.
He has 18 points and 9 boards.
I found some info on him. I haven't found the bio, but he...
That's malpractice on the part of Tinkle that guy hasn't been playing.
He averaged 2 points this year.
I saw that.
Only 3 games did he play more than 10 minutes, and 1 game did he have double digits points.
Well.
He did play on the French under 18.
Okay.
And so the problem is every
under
highlight.
Under 18 team.
Yeah, under 18. I've yet to find where anyone pronounces his name.
I know. I was looking it up too. It's not online. He's not a... He is not a written about figure.
But he will be when he plays for Kansas.
He is now.
Yes.
God, that guy's good.
You think we're joking, but Rob has already sent an email down to the Kansas athletic staff to take a look at the college crown.
Have you guys seen this guy yet? And by the way, they put him back in and now they're winning again. Come on, Tinkle.
A star is born.
Keeping Frenchmen down. Maybe Tinkle hates the French.
How do you end up in Corvallis from France?
Great question. Well, I read that Tinkle, I don't know if you know the story of this year's Oregon State team. Now, they only made the college basketball crown tournament, but I don't know if you watched them at all this year. They were a lot better than their record. I mean, they showed some flashes. They were a very competent shooting team. They're very competent offensively. They just kind of slowed down the stretch and, you know, they couldn't play much defense. But he went over to... He went over to Europe and brought in a whole new team. They just basically committed to be like, well, we got to do something different here. I have no players.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go get some Europeans. Hey. He brought in a bunch of them.
Well, it worked, I guess, right now.
I mean, I don't.
Hey, it worked when you're big crown invitation. Hey, I did see the game. They beat Gonzaga.
Yeah. You saw that game. Yeah. Saw them at their best. That was them at their best.
But then Gonzaga beat them by 30 the next game.
Well, yeah. I mean, nobody's saying they were really good this year, but they were much better because they won 13 games the year before last year.
Yeah.
This year they went 20-12. Mm. So they're in the ballpark.
They're getting better.
For a while, people were even saying maybe a tournament team. People are talking.
People are talking.
I have an update for you, boys. I've found the highlights of the FIBA Under 18 European Championships.
Was he the MVP?
He was playing for France, and it is Maxim Loguet.
Maxime Loguet! Hee-haw!
We apologize for the racist French accent that we just did.
I don't apologize for anything. Maxime Loguet.
That's right.
I knew it was something cool like that.
Yeah.
We need better pronunciations for our names. You know?
No, we don't.
It's a croupé.
Ooh, I like that. Your actually sounds pretty good.
Yours does sound pretty exotic.
Yours would be tough.
It's Soukanec.
There's nothing.
Jason.
Flows Jason. Off the tongue quite like Sicanic.
I love Jason.
That would work.
Isaac and Jason.
Monsieur.
This is the worst show we have done in years.
Were we going to talk about the tush push?
No. I told you 5:15. In the news is next. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.